Hey there, overthinkers. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a less chaotic, more chill existence. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, constantly barreling through a million thoughts? You know, the kind that leave you feeling exhausted, stressed, and like you're perpetually chasing your tail. We've all been there. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Finding inner peace and contentment. Because let's be honest, life throws a lot our way, deadlines, relationships, social media, a constant news cycle, it can feel overwhelming. But here's the good news. You have the power to cultivate a sense of calm and happiness within yourself, no matter what's going on around you. And trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy concept. It's about building real, tangible skills that can transform your daily experience. So buckle up, because today we're unpacking 5 key takeaways to help you find inner peace and contentment. First off, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just about meditating on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty awesome. Mindfulness is about being present in this very moment, fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Think of it like training your attention muscles. The more you practice, the stronger they get. And trust me, having strong attention muscles is like having superpower focus in a world that's constantly trying to pull you in every direction. Next up. Learning to let go. We tend to hold on to things past hurts, worries about the future, even unnecessary stuff cluttering our lives. But holding on just creates more stress and anxiety. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or ignoring things. It means acknowledging them, accepting them, and choosing to focus your energy on what truly matters. It's like clearing out a cluttered closet. You make space for the good stuff to shine. Here's another game changer. Gratitude. Seriously, taking time to appreciate the good in your life can have a profound impact on your overall happiness. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. It could be as simple as savoring a cup of coffee, enjoying a warm shower, or appreciating a beautiful sunset. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for helps create a more positive and joyful outlook. Now let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, so those are awesome. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being physically, mentally, and emotionally. It's about setting boundaries, saying no when you need to, and making time for activities that nourish your soul. Think of it as fueling your inner engine so you can keep going strong. And last but not least, connect with others. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Spending time with loved ones, building genuine relationships, and engaging in meaningful conversations can bring immense joy and support. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. There's strength and beauty in shared experiences. Okay, picture this. You're at a packed coffee shop, everyone rushing around, phones buzzing, laptops open, and you're right in the middle of it all. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that racing heartbeat, like you're about to be overwhelmed. But then you remember our key takeaways for today. First, you take a deep breath, focusing on the sensation of air entering and leaving your lungs. That's mindfulness in action. You acknowledge the noise and chaos, but gently redirect your attention to your own internal space. Next, you let go of the worry about that deadline looming tomorrow can wait. Right now, you're here, savoring your warm latte in the cozy atmosphere. Then, you take a moment to appreciate the simple pleasures. The aroma of freshly brewed coffee, the friendly barista's smile, the warmth of the sun streaming through the window. Gratitude kicks in. You notice a couple laughing at the nearby table. Their genuine joy is contagious. You make eye contact with someone waiting in line and share a small smile connection forged. See? Even in the midst of chaos, you can find pockets of peace and contentment. It's all about choosing to focus on what matters, letting go of what doesn't serve you, and embracing the good moments, big or small. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness, letting go, gratitude, self-care, and connection. They are your tools for cultivating inner peace and contentment in this crazy world. You've got this. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some extra calm and joy in their life. And if you have any stories about finding your own moments of peace, leave them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.